This is CliffCentral.com.
Let me connect all the way to Cape Town to a different kind of entrepreneur. I'm speaking to Lucas Odindal, who's the Megan investment analyst. Lucas, how are you, brother?
Hey, good yourself.
No, good, thanks. Thank you for joining us, Lucas. You are also a new member of the show. Lucas, do you want to quickly say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is that you do?
Yes, sure. So, hi, listeners. So I'm an investment analyst with Mergon Group in Investments Portfolio. So Mergon is a private investment group, and we exist to impact lives, and we seek to equip others to do the same. So how we do this is we do it through our investment portfolio. So our investment portfolio is 70% of it's held by the Mergon Foundation.
Okay.
So our profits basically are distributed to not-for-profit initiatives across Africa. And then we also have a different arm, which is Nation Builder. And they are leading social change within our corporate and social investment space by creating partnerships between corporates and organizations seeking funding.
So Tom, Mish was earlier explaining the kind of social entrepreneur he is and the kind of entrepreneur I am. What kind of entrepreneur are you?
So as an investment analyst, as part of our group, we invest into private equity. So that's into businesses. And one of our criteria is that it should be a business that's having an impact. So we're not looking at making a quick profit as the normal private equity stigma is out there, but we're looking to to build a sustainable partnership with our investments, and through this initiative that Nation Builder has started, that's one way that we're trying to see how we can get closer to the ground in terms of social entrepreneurs.
What you're saying, Lucas, is it's also affirmed on your website. I love the header that says we do business with a purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, no, definitely. Tell me, Lucas, just quickly, SS Megan, right now, obviously, you've said that you a Nation Builder. It's part of your sister company or initiative that you guys are running. So, yes. What's your involvement, with the Social Innovation Innovation Challenge?
So, my involvement is, we were part of setting the criteria for the challenge.
Okay.
So seeing what are the things that we would like to look at in terms of, what would be a successful social innovation idea and how it would be carried out and implemented and how you would scale it. And things like that. So that's one area we'll be coming in. And then we're also coming in with the capital that we're providing for it, for this initiative. And then also, as part of getting our business and investment network involved in the initiative, exposing, our entrepreneurs to the right network of people and to really launch their ideas, to give that last bit of help to take them to that next level.
Yeah. So, just a quick one, Lucas. You've just spoken of connecting them to a network of people.
Yes.
How important is these businesses to be connected to a network, though?
Yes, I think some of the things that we have seen is that every person has that feel inside of their heart, to start a certain movement or a certain initiative where they face or tackling social challenges or issues that are arising. And what we find is that the same mistakes are being made through the learning process that each new organization goes through. And being connected to a network of people that have learned these lessons, that have walked the path, you are able to very quickly, to not make the same mistakes, to go from, to making your learning curve a lot shorter, to make your impact bigger and faster.
Yeah.
Than would normally be the case going through it normally and learning as you go.
It makes good sense. Earlier on, you spoke about investing into these businesses or these entrepreneurs. What is the difference between normal investment and investing in social innovation businesses?
I think you guys mentioned it earlier a little bit. I mean, normally investment would look at a profitable, sustainable, and a scalable business, right?
Okay.
And the same holds true for social entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. The only thing that it comes down to is the focus. The focus with a social innovation would be on solving the social issues, positively impacting the communities, and empowering, you know, the disadvantaged.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the focus comes into. And what we've seen is a lot of these entrepreneurship, these innovations, struggling because of finances, struggling because of, you know, not a proper business model to make it sustainable and scalable. You know, to take it from where it really yields results in one area,
mm-hmm.
and to take it to different communities that are facing the same challenges and to implement it there. So, I'd say that would be the difference. You know,
yeah.
What's the focus and you know, taking business, working as a partnership with that, to take it to different communities that are also facing the same challenges.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, what you're saying, it's affirming what Dedike Ghana said earlier. In terms of making profit. Maybe let me come back to you, Mr. Kekana. In terms of now, how do you think you are a social entrepreneur? Yeah. Same goes for you, Zaki.
Yeah.
And right now we are talking to Lucas, a business that's involved in investing in social entrepreneurs. Yes. What do you think is the importance of corporate or big business like the Megan Group to be involved or supporting social initiatives?
Daddy Lucas, thank you for coming up and for your company coming up with this initiative. It is very critical because in the last 6 years, we've learned, as you correctly put it, we go through the same pitfalls, you know, over and over again. Everybody who starts and says, I want to do an NGO, and they go out, they want financing. The model is wrong and all of that. So we need that partnership.
Mm.
More importantly as well is to say, unfortunately, in our space, as it's been explained, we're working, for instance, I'm working in the children's space from a men perspective to say, how do we get men active? How do we get men excited? But men don't bite easily. You don't just invite them to dinner and make them pay $300 to come and talk about it.
But this Lucas, he's a man. As an analyst.
This is my sales pitch.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm getting myself funding here.
Oh, okay. So,
it is, you know, Lucas, you'd agree that men, you know, need incentives and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do not have the budget to bring in a nice show, to bring in a nice extra that will bring them there, that will, you know, to market them there, it doesn't happen. It doesn't matter how many posters you put up. It doesn't matter how many messages you tweet. They want something like that. So if you have that, it would go a long way to helping that. Other than that, there are places that we look at which are rural in the outlines. And if you start thinking investors, you're thinking, yes, who wants to go to Mtuba Tuba?
Mm.
And who's got the interest in the children of Mtuba Tuba? Forgetting that those very children are going to grow to come and live in Sandton and work in Sandton.
Mm.
So we need to look at that and say that partnership is important, especially to reach those that do not have the kind of services that you are rendering, to reach those boys or those girls that might be, for instance, others are running sanitary pet programs.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to get there, you need to be enabled. So business as an enabler for social entrepreneurship is very critical.
Mm. So now you're recommending that more businesses like Megan should get on to social initiative.
Megan is on the right track. Bravo to them. And we really are hoping that we will be seeing them in initiatives around. And yes, this competition is actually what we need.
Mm. No, definitely. I think it's a positive for you, Lucas, from an analyst perspective and from a feedback to the team, to say you guys must continue supporting and doing such initiatives. Cause I mean, you see, there's a need from social entrepreneurs for companies like yourself to be in line with the people.
Yeah. I think, you know, we are uniquely positioned to do that. And continue doing that. And, you know, with our business and investment network, I mean, we're talking about big companies that have these funds available, you know, to invest in social change. Mm. And, I think we Nation Builder specifically, you know, sitting in that space where we can connect the people with the funds with the people that need the funds, you know, and getting more involved in the space creating the opportunity for, you know, for guys that have an idea of how to bring about change in your community, you know, to step up onto the platform and to say, listen, this is my idea, this is what we want to do, and collaborate with those that are doing similar things and that have they've walked down the path and have learned what mistakes and what pitfalls to avoid. And try and bring about the social change that we all so desperately want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. Tsaki, you from Hope Givers Foundation,
right?
I know that you originate from the rural areas, of your Kiani or Venda or whatever, Tanin.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So I know then right now, Lucas spoke about something very key in terms of businesses that are involved in social change.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And not only involved in social change, but that are innovative.
Yeah.
So from you being on the ground, working with businesses, do you think that do we have in the rural area specifically, social entrepreneurs that are dealing with social change or that are innovative in terms of coming up with ideas that could really impact South Africa?
Yeah, look, I think me being, as you've said, from a rural area, but also being exposed to the urban life, in the rural areas, we have a lot of companies or organizations, or should I say NPOs, but don't understand the meaning or the role of NPOs. We've seen that a lot.
Yes.
In the rural areas, even with us, when you go and you get introduced by a mayor, for instance, to a community, they would then say, these are people who are helping us with our crashes. So it means that they also don't understand our role. So I think we need to have more education as to what is the function or the role of NPOs, what is the relationship between business and NPOs, and where are synergies. We need to find that. We really don't have that. We've done a lot of work, especially in the Limpopo province, where you find that also businesses don't take NGOs seriously. I think maybe also we are being I don't believe that as NGOs we shouldn't be compensated, and I'll tell you why. Because the work that we do, we're doing work that a normal business wouldn't do. We go to communities, we touch lives, we have one-on-ones with communities, and businesses, they don't have time for that.
But how many of those businesses are impacting, are coming up with ideas that could really impact the country though, or that rural area?
Very few, because business, it's exactly that. What they do when they go to a place, they look at what is my return on investment.
Okay.
Socially, they don't really focus on social. They're looking at how do we grow our business.
Mm.
So it's our role as well as NGOs to say, look, where you are going, you want to grow your business, it's where you should be giving back. You know, they need to find a strategy where they balance, between business and CSI, so corporate social investment.
Mm.
So, and we find that most of them, they're not really doing that. Only when you come up and say, I'm Hope Givers Foundation, I have this initiative, then they say, oh great, wow, we want to be part of this.
Mm.
But they don't have a plan, they don't have a strategy as to, as a business, come January 2018, this is our CSI plan, as to how we're going to impact lives and communities. So yeah, we still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think maybe without wasting your time, Lucas, but I think for me, do you see that this is raising something of concern to me, Lucas, that I think maybe for next year, in regards to this competition, maybe let's look at how can we target better rural communities, and those semi-rural areas in terms of educating them about social entrepreneurship, one, and two, the social innovative initiatives, or ideas that they could engage in or come up with, even if maybe it means showcasing some of the this year's entries onto your competition. Do you understand?
Mm.
So that we're able to teach people that you could be a social entrepreneur, but be profitable. You could be a social entrepreneur, but still come up with an idea that could really impact the community, or that could really impact the country as a whole. I think it will be able to give more value, you know, to people on the ground, and inspiring to social entrepreneurs as well, so that they don't feel as if now they need to be solely dependent on handouts, but they could use their ideas and brains to actually create a form of income. What do you think about that?
No, I agree 100%. I think the stigma around social entrepreneurs has been, you know, just receiving handouts.
True.
And not, yes. You know, and not realizing that this is actually a way to uplift communities. I mean, you know, it's supposed to be a profitable a business. Any social entrepreneurship is supposed to be a profitable business. It should be run like a business. It should be sustainable.
True.
You know, these are the things that I think haven't been taught. And I think a big thing is awareness. I mean, there's a lot of stories out there about guys that have implemented and have started the business. Aimed at social impact I totally agree that we need to get that story out there. We need to get that story to the communities where the change needs to happen.
Yeah.
To showcase, listen, social entrepreneurship, it's a viable career choice. It's a way to earn a living and also to place your purpose right next to or even above profitability.
Yeah, absolutely. True.
In a business. Profitability doesn't have to come at the expense of purpose of impact and of social change.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know.
And I mean, this is the first year that we're running this this initiative and this challenge, and it will only grow from here on out. As it becomes better and better, and as we understand more of where the challenges lie, how to source these social entrepreneurs and give them that, you know, that boost to launch the idea and to implement it within the communities.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think I must congratulate you on your first year doing this initiative, to actually be even gone to the extent of partnering with shows like ourselves, 360 Biz and Cliff Central, to actually, you know what, provoke conversations. I'm sure you can pick up that we're having real conversation and discussion around this issue, so that really there is a need, and obviously making people aware of this. I think I must commend you on that one. And most importantly, maybe if just a quick one before I let you go, what do you enjoy though about being involved in this initiative that you guys are hosting?
Well, just being able to, you know, to find these entrepreneurs that have this idea, this unique idea, and maybe not having the know-how or the you know, the information of how to actually launch it or make it a sustainable business, to be able to assist in making that business a reality, or bringing that idea into something that's actually tangible and that's, you know, that's going from strength to strength. So for me personally, it's immense, just, you know, seeing this space open up for myself and seeing, you know, the need that there is, the very large need there is, and how this is, you know, being, you know, received so well. I think that'll just, you know, launch it next year into, you know, to doing it even bigger than this year.
That
to me is, it's amazing.
No, definitely. Then tell me, is there still time to enter the competition?
Yes, please, please, please. Anybody that's listening, so entries are open until the 11th of May.
Mm-hmm.
You can go onto launchlab.co.za or even onto Cliff Central's homepage and just look at the Nation Builder light bulb to enter into the competition. And please, please enter, pitch your ideas. There's entries coming in daily. We're really looking forward to seeing what are the top ideas coming out of it. I'm just, you know, getting excited for even next year's challenge already. Please enter. 11th of May is the deadline. And our final pitching event will be on the 13th of June.
Yeah, no, definitely. Did you hear Derek Kana says his entry is on its way as well.
It's on its way.
Perfect.
All I need to tweak is the modeling, the business part of the modeling part, you know, so that I know that this is gonna be profitable. I think Metzakis mentioned it earlier. You know, you need to be really gainfully supported, you know, to run this. I've gone the option of I will do it while I'm working, because at the end of the day there was nobody forthcoming
with
the support.
Yeah.
So for me to be full time, I need the support of your initiative.
100%. Yeah. No, definitely. Quickly, Lucas, you said you've set the criteria. So do you want to quickly tell us, for somebody that is listening that wants to enter, what kind of businesses are you looking at, or social entrepreneurs you're looking for?
So what we are looking at is really guys that are, you know, solving any social issue, positively impacting the community or empowering the disadvantaged in your area. Mm. So that could be anything. So it's really open. Mm. So what I can quickly go through is what we're looking at on the videos or in the videos that you guys could send. Okay. So it's a 3-minute video. Just explain your business idea yourself in 3 minutes. So basically a brief summary of the business or the idea and the history that you currently have in that. What's the particular social issue that you aim to address? Mm-hmm. How will the business idea actually solve or address this issue? How do you intend to make money or be sustainable? And describe your target market. Who's the guys that you're going to be focusing on? Mm. You can also share with us some key milestones that you have achieved to date and how you intend to grow this business and to scale the impact that you have. And anything else that you believe would be, you know, critical to your idea being chosen as, you know, one of the group of shortlisted ideas.
No, definitely. No, thanks a lot for your time, Lucas. I'm looking forward to engaging further with you as the competition proceeds, and looking forward to interviewing our top three after the award night has taken place.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It was a real pleasure.
No, definitely. That is Lucas Odindalo, who's a Megan Investment Analyst. If ever you are listening, remember that Nation Builder, together with Stellenbosch University, Launch Lab, and the Megan Group, is inviting business pitches for the inaugural Social Innovative Challenge, where you stand a chance of winning 150,000 seed capital onto your business, as well as a business support from Launch Lab. You can always go to launchlab.co.za, go to www.cliffcentral.com to actually click on the bulb to actually enter the competition.
This is cliffcentral.com.